I think, you know, obviously we all know when you put the tape on, you know, the physicality, the way he runs, the type of production he had in a very, very obviously tough conference. So, and then, you know, the other thing that I thought for myself really stuck out is the amount of consistency in production from a freshman year in high school, you know, going on through high school at St. Aug. You know, I have obviously, you know, I've recruited that area for, don't hold me to it, but probably about 15 years, you know, when I was in college. And then obviously I spent some time down there, obviously, with New Orleans. I know the school very well. I know a lot of people in that town. So, you know, we were very thorough in our process of, you know, talking to the coaches, talking to Coach Miles, who did a great job, talking to Coach Frank Wilson, who was his position coach, outside of, you know, for Leonard's first 2 years, who I have a relationship with. So, you know, we were able to get a lot of information and, you know, from a series of track to a series of where he played baseball, you know, center field and shortstop, you know, the numbers that he ran in track. So we had a lot of information, you know, on him and his progression and, you know, how he's run for a long period of time.
Offensive linemen like to run block. As an offensive line coach, how much do you think this will benefit your group?
As an ex-offensive line coach?
No, as an
offensive. Well, I'm not an offensive line coach. Come
Sorry.
On. I'm the head coach, right?
As a former offensive line coach.
Former offensive line coach. I think, I'll tell you one thing, though. It puts more of a spotlight on the offensive line. You know, I think that's one thing you have to look at, you know, when you bring in a back like Leonard. So it's going to put more of a spotlight on him. I've seen it a couple different ways in a league. I've seen it where, you know, obviously at times in New York we had a very good line and Curtis Martin was a running back. And, you know, it was a really good balance. And I think that's what you need between the back and the line. I've seen it where, you know, the back was able to do things that protected the line maybe a little bit more that they didn't really, you know, collectively blocked well. But I've also seen in this league where the line can obviously do some things for the back. So I think there's, you know, obviously we're looking for a balance, you know, have a good offensive line and have the back be able to get him into the secondary and be able to get him to score and become a playmaker.
At any point in the pre-draft process when Tom was talking about Leonard, did he ever at all make any comparisons to Fred Taylor in terms of production or what he could do for the team?
You know, again, not off the top of my head, but again, I don't recall that. He might have said that, and again, I can't, you know, rule number one, I can't speak for Coach. I mean, I learned that, you know, hey, no one talks for me. I said, you got it, Coach. So, but I think what happened in the process in the beginning, you know, when we talked about, when we were going through the descriptions of the players, you know, that we wanted here, you know, and it starts with the players that are here. I told them that today at a team meeting. I said, you know, listen, it starts with the guys that are here. We've got to be stronger. We've got to be faster. We've got to be play smart. We've got to be physical. You know, I think those things, you know, that we've talked about to our players, obviously they carry it over into the description of what we're looking for, you know, when it comes to players that, you know, we want to bring into our program. I think Leonard fits that well.
How much will Leonard's presence help in the play action?
Again, I mean, schematically, you know, let's, you know, first things first, let's get him here. I think that he can do a lot. We'll see. I thought that, you know, he wasn't used quite a bit, you know, as far as coming out of the backfield and things like that at LSU. But again, he was running the football for him. And I thought he showed a lot of things in the pro days and workouts like that as far as the throwing, you know, and then with the play action, we've had success with it. You know, and we'll just see where it goes. We're obviously going to, you know, put 11 players on that field and do what's best for our team to win.
Did you like seeing him line up in the slot at his pro day and run routes?
You know, in my experience, yeah, you like seeing it from a standpoint of saying, oh, okay, there's a skill out there. But it's different when you're doing it, you know, on a pro day and you're going out there and doing it with a live defender in front of you. You know, the one thing, you know, people talk about this conference, but, you know, there's a couple of good defenses in this conference, probably, you know, and one of them is probably one of the best in the NFL.
Ted, you got to help me with this. I always feel bad, like, you know, now he thinks if I ask, if I answer his question, and Mike gets upset, you got
to
help me.
Get to him.
Mike's
who? You're not going to be upset?
No.
Okay.
How much do you think Fournette's physical style, how much do you think he'll feed off on the rest of the team? How much do you think he'll feed off of him?
I think that helps with every player. I think the players that we brought in from a free agency standpoint to the players that are here that need to step up to play that way, you know, that's what we want to bring to the program, that physical toughness. This way we can practice that way, and then obviously the most important thing is for us to be able to play that way.
Any concern about the wear and tear on his body, ankles? I mean,
no, actually, I think it's probably a little bit less, you know what I'm saying, because of last year. So, again, it's 3 years, not as much. I think you do have to look at that, though, when you're looking at backs, but I don't think that was an issue ever when we brought that up and went into it and looked at all the carries and situations like that and the hits.
What impressed you about him when he came in or when you guys talked to him, met with him?
Well, I tried to get as much information as I could beforehand, you know, to see if the information I had gotten matched, you know, the interview. And pretty much it was, you know, to a T. Someone that seems to know what to expect in this league, which is sometimes you really don't get that at a lot of the, you know, the draft eligible players. They may seem like they know, but he seemed to be, you know, confident in what the expectation was at this next level. Very smart on his skill, likes to be coached hard. I thought, you know, likes to be pushed. I mean, those are the things that you're looking for, and obviously the competitive nature. And then the other thing that, to me, that impressed me was the cause. You know, a lot of times, well, I'm motivated for this, I'm motivated for that, you know, and whether it's, you know, I want to be this or I want to be that. His cause is greater than the sport. You know, when you talk to him, he's talking about, you know, representing a region, representing an area, trying to be a role model for kids. There's a greater cause, you know, for him being to want to become a very good NFL football player. And I think that's, to me, my opinion on that is I think that's important.